Blog Talk Radio.
We dripping, y'all. We in here this morning. March 4th, 2022. Friday. Yeah. Juma. Yeah, it's Friday. So today, we got some, bring you some news that you can use today. I hope y'all all right out there. We're going to get in the groove this morning, touch on a few different things. Also, get in this Black's Law Dictionary. Definitely go get in that so we can get some understanding in there. Okay. Let's see. I'm just getting in my spirit still, trying to drink my herbals, my tea inside me. Yeah. We got to do better, y'all. It's a wealth of knowledge out there. Spend time reading, thinking. Yeah, trying to excel. Get yourself and your family out of the situations. That's right. Anything that was done, it can be undone. The same thing that got you in is the same thing that gets you out. Yep, the same laws. Same laws that enslave you. It's the same laws that free you. Believe that. See? We just never was taught nothing. We're not taught to read and think. They got us on shenanigans and BS. Killing self and kind. Fighting and squabbling and tribalism, you know? Give you a free coins to make you think you're shining on somebody else. The real thing about it is it's all ours. This over here. So, yeah, so we just fighting over something, giving us paper, and the land we standing on is ours. You know, we all native kin. Yeah, we are. Go check your blood. And a lot of disservice was done to the people. Man, y'all need to check out the Young Black Mayor, too, on TikTok or whatever form you want to look them up. But check up the Young Black Mayor out of Oklahoma, man, doing some things out there. Y'all might want to check and see who you are, you know? All this tribalism, that's what got us broke up. That's what got us occupied by foreigners. Mm-hmm. That's what got us subjugated. Just under different names and tags. I don't care whether it's Indian, whether it's black, Negro, white. Yeah, colored. African-American is all coined. It's all coined. You can't get away from that. So what does that mean? That means somebody got that copyrighted and patented. That's somebody's property. They got property rights to that. That's why you still subjugated. That's why we still down. Because remember, you can't, slavery and involuntary servitude is abolished except for, as a punishment for crime. So it's no mistake that in the institution, the physical institution of slavery, the number one resource, the human resource that was used was the so-called black woman and man. So it's no surprise now that under the legal system of slavery, since you can't be in slavery or involuntary slavery unless by crime, that the new crop is the same old crop. The black man and woman is the ones that find themselves highly incarcerated at high rates. And at the most, along with their brown brethren, they just go on. They the same thing going on. It's just colonialism at its finest, subjugation at its finest. You just have to open your eyes up to see. So if you don't believe it, they don't care about people that say it because they know y'all not going to believe it anyway. Y'all going to believe the machine is created. Y'all going to believe the beast. It's in your foreheads. It's in your hands. It's in your feet. Yeah, it's everywhere. So, hey, I'm just a messenger, and, you know, once I deliver the message, that portion of my mission and journey and duty is done. You know what I'm talking about? So that's how that goes. So the rest is for you to do. But, yeah, you got to get a Black Law Dictionary inside your homes, families. We got to. All your children, quit calling them kids and all that. Goats have kids. Yeah, then your children. You need to have that Black's Law talking to them with that Black's Law. going in there studying words and get you the Constitution and all the documents that formed this union. You would want to study something like that. You would want to study how this union was formed, you know. Was they here before? Or did they just come from somewhere and form something? How was it formed? Who was a party to it? Are you a party to it? You feel me? Start finding out who you are, finding out different things. We've been bamboozled, hoodwinked. We've been so in disarray for so long, we don't know who we are. And you grow up, everybody talking about, oh, I got Indian in me. But what does that mean? What does it mean to have Indian in you? What does it mean? Can you have Indian in you? Or did Indian come out of you? Do you understand the difference in that? And then what is Indian? I mean, because we over here in North America, okay, we in the Northwest, in the Northwest Madrid over here. So India is over there in the East, in the South, in the Northeast. Okay, so we over here in the Northwest. So I'm trying to say, what are you talking about? Is you Indian? You've been over, do you remember yourself being over there? Now, you can trace yourself back there. Then you would be in the proper context in your mind. But what you're doing now is you're thinking that, oh, I was right here. I'm just a slave, and now I'm doing better. No, no, no. This land is your land. This land is my land. My country, tis of thee. That's the song they sung to us. Yeah, they sung that song to us. My country, tis of thee. This land is your land. This land is my land. They played the trick on us. You feel me? They letting you know, though. They was letting us know. You see? But they made us pledge allegiance to the flag for which it stands. Yeah, it made you all this one nation under God, but you didn't understand none of the language. You didn't understand what was going on. You didn't think of nothing about the other flag that was in the classroom, in the cafeteria. We all seen it. I'm not telling no stories that none of y'all ain't heard. We all seen it. So we didn't say nothing. We didn't say, oh, why we didn't pledge allegiance to that flag? Man, because that flag was where they did not want you at. They did not want you over there, because then you would have been in your proper context. Yeah, and then you would have been equal, you know. Yeah, you would have been equal. They would have had to deal with you equally, fairly. And no, remember, you're a commodity. You're a product. We are human resource. That's what they've been using us for. Listen, when you get in free labor, you get in not only free labor, but you get in all the resources out of the land. Now, this is these people's land. You didn't tell these people that you didn't brought them here. You didn't brought them here on paper, and you didn't tell these people that you didn't brought them here that they from somewhere else, all right? And that they don't have, so they ain't gonna think about when they do get free that they got a claim to this. They just go think, man, I was free now. Man, I'm good where I'm at. I could have a house. I could have a car, drive around. But everywhere you go, everything is still against you. And you being taxed in your own land, and you don't have no land. See? So you on top of your own land with no land under your feet. So when everything go down, where you go? Because the landlord and them or whoever you renting from go board their houses up. The subdivision that you living in, they go board that up. Where your private property at? Where your land at? See? So the urban cities, man, that's going to be, man. Let me give our shots out. Man, let me start out to give out the shots out to everybody listening out there. Thank y'all for listening in. Suleiman Bey on the Morning Drip, Blog Talk Radio. Give a shout out to the folks in the Alaska for sure. That, you know, they say that's part of U.S., That's Alaska. We got our family up there in Canada, too. See, I was chasing all my tribal stuff coming out of Canada, Saskatchewan. Yeah, coming out of Canada into Montana. Yeah, I know some. So all that type of stuff, you got to start finding out who you are, what's going on, because don't believe the hype. Flavor Flav and them, Public Enemy and them told us that a long time ago, if you're old enough, don't believe the hype. Yeah, told y'all, man, don't believe the hype, man. He told us, fight the power. They was on something. You know, we was asleep. Then they turned the hip-hop around. Hip-hop was positive. Self-destruction. I'm headed for self-destruction. Yeah, we headed for self-destruction. They just saying, man, they used to be trying to bring it together. You know, they used to do their battle rapping. There wasn't no stuff was going on now. Man, you don't know who is to get smashed next. It's crazy. It's just crazy, man. For what? You're chasing a dollar that don't even got no value. man, you know how foolish you go feel? You know how foolish when you go feel when you go take something and you think it's worth something? And then you got to go spend years and years and years of your life and it wasn't even worth. Come to find out it don't have no value. That hurts. That makes you feel real lame. So then you have to find a way, okay, let me find out what's really going on and figure it out so we could be on the level. We could be on a level and I can understand how to maneuver and keep my family maneuvering safe and being themselves other than this artificial stuff because it's a monopoly game going on. It's all artificial. Even the players. And the cool thing about it, the players in the game don't even realize that it's they playing like they really balling. You know how we be. We on the sideline. We got all the money. Got all these buildings and stuff. We like we own. We over here feeling ourselves. But we ain't got nothing because once the game over, it's just pieces. But see, we the pieces. See, we don't understand. We inside the game of Monopoly. And people around got all the property and stuff. We just around on the board being moved while the dice getting the shit. We being moved. We landed in jail, all kind of stuff. Every now and then we get a little community chest with some coins and stuff. I mean, y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all better wake up now. Man, listen, if y'all want to check us out, check us out on Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group and LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Also, tap into us at health.info. That's our nonprofit 501c3, so that's 100% tax deductible for you, charitable donation. That's the health, that's h-e-a-l-t-h.info, and you have to put it that way for it to go to the website. You know, it takes finance to uplift the nation, and that's what we definitely on. We definitely on coming to an area near you and sliding through and dropping it off. Out the back of the trunk, out the back of the trucks. We got two chapters on both coasts. So, hey, we, look into us and check it out. Also, to the people down in Peru, I want to thank y'all. United Kingdom. We got the Netherlands. Denmark, Czech Republic. I see all y'all. Yeah, China, Malaysia. Yeah, I see all y'all. Yeah, so you know, when it pop up on the screen, the visitors by country, I could just go through and see who coming through. So I appreciate you. I don't know who is who when it comes to it. Don't show me, but it just show me what countries, you know? So I appreciate that. Understanding this Black's Law. Now, when you talk about investing in yourself, a lot of times we get business. We do business formations, right? And as Black people, we say, I'm going to use the word Black people. I don't use Black because I'm not Black. So I use Black because that's what the audience knows. That's what you know. You know Black. But I'm always here to tell you that you can't be Black, all right? All right, you gotta be able to understand what a description of you is and not. That's causing all the problems right there. That by itself is causing so many problems because you're under jurisdiction with that. You're under foreign jurisdiction with that. You will get beat upside your head. What? And you have Moorish descendancy and don't even know it. But they really going to crush you because they know that you who you are and you don't know. So that's why they always keep their foot on our throats. Why the law's always keeping us down and still discriminate against our children? Yeah, because that's what it is. You got to open your eyes. You think, oh, it's not happening to me. They could rise. It's your children and your children and your children, your generations. So your children will live up in the same generations with it. So you can't shelter them from everybody and everything. They got to be free thinkers. The universe is opening up. Well, I can't say opening up. It's already opened up. Shit, it's expanding inside of you. You better look at the youth now. We got to give them something, feed something. So, man, we talking about it. So when you invest in yourself, you build this business up and you get an EIN. Okay, you know that. You file it with the state, you know that, and you take off. Bam. I got a business, y'all. I'm drinking my tea, y'all. Excuse me. I got a business, y'all. You feeling it. You got a business. Open up your little bank account. You think you did it. But guess as well as you go, you notice that as far as financing goes with your business, if you ain't putting in, nothing's coming out. See, you went into it thinking that you was going to go get a business. I mean, you're going to get a lot of bread for your business. But the one thing that you didn't know, I can't even say you forgot, the one thing that you didn't know is there's a difference from just establishing the business and real business formation so you can be funded. See, do you want to be funded? That's the difference. Now, you know, you could go different places. People tell you different things. People got different packages. You know, it's all degrees, and it all takes time. Even the people that show you how to get all the cards and stuff, when it takes time, they're going to charge you. And they're going to charge you way more than somebody up and coming. See, somebody like me, I'm going to give you a complete package, go complete you. I'm going to tutor you and walk you through it. Yeah, that's just like the boy Young Black Mayor. Man, you get in on his, check him out at blacktowns.solutions. Check out the Young Black Mayor, man, at Oklahoma. He's giving us some, I'm going to let him talk for himself. He's giving up some good jewels, and he got a good program going on, a real good program. If you know anything about economic investments and land and black towns and stuff, yeah, check into that. And that's what we got to be on. You can't build your business and not have it set up right. Okay, it's things that you have to set up. You got to know how they discriminate, what they do. You know, zip codes. They discriminate on zip codes, y'all. They do that. They're not just going to get the money to anybody. Yeah, you got to understand that. You got to understand that. You got to understand if you got a business at the house and you got it at your house, that's a flag. Especially if you got an LLC running through a house. I see if you was on some sole proprietor or something, or some household, something. But yeah, just understanding that locality. You know, how many locations do you have? Do you just have one and it's at a house and you got a regular email to your business? You don't even have a professional email. See, all that play a role. You know, location definitely plays a role. So you need more than one location. How about that? A primary and a secondary. See, I'm going to give you some jewels. How about that? How about that? How about having the name and a DBA? Oh, I don't have no DBA. We'll make up a DBA. That's for money purposes. And what about if you're married? Y'all both got the business together. What y'all doing? Y'all filing married jointly? Oh, wow. Yeah, so maybe you want to draw up a resolution somewhere in your bylaws or your constitution, somewhere in your organizational records. Have a resolution drawn up, stipulating for credit purposes that you both could be 100% owners, have ownership. Oh, you didn't know you could do that? Oh, yeah, you could do that. So now she could go get a loan. If you was only going to get $50,000, she could go apply for $50,000 as 100% for credit purposes. And you could go file and get 100% as credit for credit purposes because it's in your resolution. It's in your bylaws to your company. Oh, okay, yeah, you heard it here on Blog Talk Radio on Morning Drip. Suleiman Bey. See, it's just different little stuff, knowing little stuff. See, everybody, just because we on visual. See, we got to see. Somebody got to lead by example. Somebody got to show us. So we want to see somebody who floss and who got the cars and all that. But everybody don't floss. Grandpa and them who had that real stack, they didn't floss. They drive the old truck, that old car. Grandpa and them was loan sharking and everything. Yeah, great-grandpa. Come on, great-grandpa. Great-grandpa and them was loan sharking for running numbers, all kind of stuff, driving a little old under. Yeah, they didn't want the man or nobody in their business. They was getting it, though, eating it. Yeah, have money, safe, food, nice house, all kinds of stuff. Y'all better listen up. See? But see, you got to understand, guns and butter, baby. Guns and butter. What are you chasing after? Man, we playing into a game. We playing into a game. We doing all this time playing into a game. And then a lot of us, we don't learn nothing. And then we go back and play the game again. We think we're more wiser and sharper than the game. Man, the game that put so many people down. Yeah, people come up every now and then. Wow, is it worth it? Is it worth all that time? You know how much you miss for all that time? You know how? Do you know what you really worth? Because if you know what you really worth, you know it ain't worth the time. Because you know what you really worth, man, you would have been just having patience and longevity. And, man, with the mind that you got, greatness. Your patience and longevity is different from everybody else's. See, everybody else is rushing. Your longevity and patience is go outrun there. You'll get them a head start. You already did it. You gave them a head start, and then when you come back, woo, 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 and you pass them all the time. But think if you just stayed there and had patience and stayed in the right lane instead of in the wrong lane. You feel them where you don't have to look over your bag. You don't have to worry. You just straighten up everything. Straighten up and correct everything that was done. That's right. You straighten up and correct everything that was done. All the Social Security BS, all this stuff they didn't deal with the birth certificate. You go and study and you start recorrecting and say, man, listen, there's a lot of people stepping up out there being recognized as nations, indigenous nations. I'm talking about people, just normal people that you know, just grabbing their whole family, resurrecting them. Yeah, getting their real reparations, because you can't get no reparations as a black person, as a Negro, as a colored, as African American. Nah, man, you can't. You know, there's many nations in Africa. Africa is a continent, and Africa is a corporation. Man, get on out of here. Then America, what, are you from North, Central, or South? So, I mean, we got to wake up and just start understanding. So we get these, you need trade lines on your business. So a lot of times, okay, I put trade lines on people's businesses. That's what my company do. Man, you can't get it no better than here. What I'm going to do for you, man, the package I'm going to put for you, you can't get it no better than here, because people go charge you. I know for a fact, because I had to go through it to be able to bring it to you. I know for a fact, for a program like what I'm going to put on there, you go spend at least about $8,000 for to get in the tier level that I'm going to put you in out the gate. Yeah, I'm going to put the stuff on your business out the gate that's going to have you in the tier level that I had to spend $8,500 for. That's right. They got people out there charging $299 and ain't giving you a smitter of a name. You still got to go search more. Yeah, that's right. But do people look in? Nah, they don't think. They want to go everywhere. You want to go everywhere and look. Man, listen, right here. I got it right here for you. And it's all you got to understand is the laws that bind you to it. Okay, look at this. How you invest in yourself? Okay, if I put trade lines on your account, give you 7 trade lines. Man, I just put you in a hell of a category. Say I put 10 on there. Say I put 10 trade lines on your account. Okay, now you got 10 trade lines. Excuse me. After these 10 trade lines now, it's on you to start making a contact. You got to spend money. You can have a business out there. I got clients right now with businesses that they're just sitting there. I can go and pull them up and look and see that they're not doing business with anybody, but they're doing business. They're out there doing business every day. Listen to me. But they're not doing business with the people who are on their business profile that is tied to their number, their EIN. You feel me? That stuff like that tied to the number they had with Dunn's and all this type of stuff. See? So it's no report. It's no report of you. So you got a blank. When you pull up your company, it's a blank. Not applicable. No record, no trade references, no payday score. Nobody knows whether you're worthy to give any kind of credit to. You might have been doing business for 14 years. Man, you could be doing business for 20 years and only got they probably recommend $1,000 and don't have nothing in your record. So any company that want to do business, pull up your records and see your company name, your company number or something to pull up and see. Oh, this person, okay, they've been doing business since 1995. But no record of nobody, no business with contact with nobody. But for the whole time, you've been spending with people. Yeah, you've been buying all kinds of stuff from people, Sam's Clubs, all kinds of different stuff. You've been buying stuff, filling up, doing your business. But there's no record. So it's like having credit but never using it. You're not going to get nothing. So if you don't understand that, you got to have. So when I put the trade reference in there, I tell you, you got to go spend with the people. Spend $80 here, $40 here. I mean, activate the $2,000 they're giving you here. Activate the $5,000 they're giving you here. Activate the other $2,000 they're giving you here. Activate the $7,000 they give you here. You feel me? Because when you activate it, and then when you spend on it and pay it quick, guess what? They give you more. So if I go and if I automatically put $30,000 on here, hell, you didn't have no credit at first. Hell, and I put $30,000 worth of joints on there, accounts on there. Man, I done put you in another tier level for you to start getting gas cars, all kinds of stuff. Man, listen. So I got people that got companies right now, got trucks and stuff, but they don't have gas cars. They got to come out their pocket. It costs to spit up them trucks. Man, it costs. But my company's got gas cars. You see what I'm saying? My company's got gas cars. My company, each one of my trucks got 12,000 of gas cars. They got 12,000 worth of gas cars. So you got to understand that. They got Shell, Wex cards, all that. So you got to understand how to set yourself up, and it don't take no time. It just take you being balanced and staying consistent on spending your money. That's what it means, investing in yourself. Where are you spending your money? You spending your money to pay for somebody else? No, you find somebody to set yourself up, and then you pay for the programs that need to go into your business. You keep putting me into them programs. You keep putting me into them accounts so they could keep extending your credit more. You start doing business and talk to them. Hey, I've been doing business with you for 3 months. How you think you can extend my credit to $15,000? I got a big order coming up. Oh, yeah, that helps you. Well, okay. This is you've been paying early, not just early, not on time, early. And what I mean by early is, see, we got to have it a paying on time. Nah, the people that get the best credit rating are those that pay early. What does pay early mean, Suleiman Bey? Pay early means pay like 2 weeks early. Mm-hmm. That's what it means. So if you could get that done, and be in the habit of all your accounts are being paid like that, you're going to have stupid business credit. Yeah. And then understanding the banking system. Do you understand the banking system? Do you understand that the banks are depositories? That don't mean you just go put your $20,000 in there and it's sitting there. Man, you ain't gaining nothing by that. I'd be afraid to have that in there. I'd be trying to put that somewhere to go to work. That need to be working. Yeah, you go put it up in the bank. And man, what the bank is going to do to it is a depository. So what you need to do, instead of putting it in the bank, keep it out. But pass it through the bank. See, pass it through your business account. Why you got it sitting there? Just pass it through. Do a numbers game. Okay, I'm going to spread this $20,000 out over 3 months so that it goes into my account. Okay, so I know for 3 months that I have my average $20,000. So besides what I'm going to go, what else I'm going to go put in with it. But so you do the numbers, whatever that come to, you put that in every day. Yeah, you go put that in every day. Now your account doing numbers. See, because they check. They're going to tell you, let me see the three-month statements. Anywhere you go, they want to see the last 90 days to 6 months of statements. You feel what I'm saying? They want to see that. So that's what you want to show going through there. And then if you could do more, if you could start out with less and make an increase to more, that shows growth. So it's best to start off with less, you know, for the little in every day. I don't care what it is. Do just start a numbers game. Put $100 in every day for a month. Yeah. Put $200 in every day for the next month. Put $300 in. I don't know. Do your own numbers game. If it's $20, start off. Then the next month, if it's $30. Then the next month, $4. Either way it goes, it shows growth. There's no way around that. There's no way around that. Then banking people go see that. And then maybe you apply for a little loan. $5,000. Oh, no, but we see you doing a little growing. Just keep it up. Then you do. Then the next 3 months, you go, you start out. Okay, I'm going to put $100. Then I'm going to put $125. And then I'm going to put $150 on the third one. And then you go back and apply for that same loan. They're going to say, hey, here you go. That little $5,000 you're looking for, here you go. Yeah, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 or something. You feel me? But the more you can put, the more you can apply that same technique, the more money that you're going to get. Now, you're on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram and Legal Empowerment Group. We got do-it-yourself kits on there, ebooks or whatnot. Quite to help with a lot of different function in dealing with credit repair and business formation, and we're going to be tightening them up soon. Yeah, we're supposed to be collaborating and bringing some real great news to you, and we're coming with a complete book soon. You know, people out there, they got books, they give you a little piece or whatever, we have a complete book, then we're going to pick it up. You know, when somebody wrapped the mic and they burn the mic on fire and they just slam the mic, it's going to be one of them books. It's going to be one of them books. You just go pick it up. Once you read it, you just drop it down because you go done. You're going to be able to create you a multi-million-dollar business. You'll be able to get some stuff off the press. Yeah, I'm telling you that. And I'm telling you that because all the mistakes that I made in creating and forming over the last few years, I'm going to give you all that so you don't have to make those mistakes. You get straight to it. You can surpass me. Yeah, that's what it's about. You can surpass me. As long as you buy my book and you tell other people to buy my book, because you ain't going to walk them through the game. You can be busy doing it yourself. As long as you tell them to buy my book, it's cool that you surpass me. Surpass me. Go ahead. Just keep telling people to buy that book. Go get that book they got. Go get that book they got. And the more people go get that book we got and get other books like that, it's going to be cool. And yeah, we're going to be people. We're going to all be blessed. All right? So that's how that go. So, okay. So, for instance, okay, so some of the tiers, so when you get the net 30s, you get net 30s, person putting net 30s on your account. Excuse me, y'all. Okay, it'd be requirements. For instance, one company, they want $80 purchase, You go get $2,000 in that 30 account. They report the credit safe. All right? So you got to spend $80. All right? Well, shit, man, who give me here? So that's the account I'm going to have on there, right? Here's another one. Same thing, $80. You know, $2,000 net account. This one reports the Equifax on Tier 1 and Dun's on Tier 2. Okay? See? Different level, different people. One with the credit safe. This one with the Equifax and Dun's on a different tier. Okay. Here go another one. Must be in business for at least, the requirements, must be in business for at least 90 days. No derogatory or late payments. Annual membership fee, $99. Must be paid before you can access your trade line. First minimum purchase amount is $30. And they give you anywhere between $800 to $5,000. And I think the first one I got on them was like $2,300, that company. Okay, then this company requirements. Initial purchase may be required and qualification is subject to credit approval. Receive a $500 to $1,000 net 30 account, reports to Dun's. Okay, this one requires Dun's and bank reference. Receive $500 to $1,000 net 30 account, reports to Dun and Brad. Right? Okay, the different ones. So, like, I knew what the ones to put on there. I put on there for my clients that I put on there to simplify it for the ones, for people, because people don't like to spend money. They don't know. So I put on there, simplify you, for you to spend. It's people that got a bag, too, and just be scared to spend it. But if you got a bag, I'm the one you need to mess with, because my program not going to cost you much to walk you through it. And then what you spend, that would have been what you would have spent. What you spend between my program and what I walk you through, and you would have to spend for the little companies like that, they want a requirement, which would have spent more than that with one person at a time and still wouldn't have got what you needed. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a bunch of companies on there. I'm going to put a bunch of companies on your I'm going to put a bunch of social media things on there that's needed that the business world look at. I'm going to make sure your business emails and stuff is set up right. I'm going to make sure your foundation, everything's set up right where you could get funded. See, that's the thing. I could go look at people's business. I could call plenty of businesses. I done drove through plenty of businesses and gave them my card and let them know. And just black folks, they scared of it from their own people. If I pull up in a Maserati, then they'd say, oh, okay, yeah, he could tell us something. But if you just look normal, you just look like Yahushua passing through, they don't want to hear, oh, he one of us. Look at him. He a peasant. Yeah, he can't tell us nothing. That's what they think. But, man, you can learn wisdom from a baby. So when you learn that, that's what you be missing out on. People just miss out on that. People look at, find all kinds of reasons not to invest in themselves. Man, what I care about what somebody else got going on, I'm trying to invest in myself. I'm trying to get ahead. That's what I'm thinking about. I'm trying to think about how can I get ahead? How can I feed myself and my family? You feel me? So I can put down my demonstration. And if somebody got the tools I can use, that's what I need. So I stroll through and find different tools that I can use from different people. I'm like a bumblebee, like a bee. Like in the Quran, and I'm like the bee. The bee goes to all flowers, unbiased. Yeah, and it goes in there and it grabs out what it can grab out, give them some nectar, and turn that little nectar into honey. And honey has healing properties for man. That's what the Quran says, and it does. Honey has healing properties. So look at what a little bee is doing on earth, being fruitful. Bee is being fruitful, producing. And so we got to get with it. We slow behind. So that's why you get rejected. So I set up accounts for people. Man, I look at them. I look at all the accounts. So I'm looking at 10. Oh, man, this person got 10 accounts on there. Okay, I set them up. So they got 10 accounts on there. Man, do you know what 10 accounts being reported would do for you? If you don't know, do you know what 10 accounts being reported would do for you? Let me look up in the manual. I'm right off the head right now. So if you got 8-plus accounts being reported, that's fleet credit tier. Fleet credit meaning car. That's mean your gas cars and dealing with fleets, dealing with cars, okay, with vehicles, all right? Your fleet tier credit, 8-plus, all right? Now, 14, then if you go into your high limit, that's your cash credit tier and your auto finance. Now, I start off, I believe I put 10 on everybody that comes to me. I think I put 10 or close to it. I know I put about 8. I know I put 8 for sure. I got 10 I could put on there. I definitely could put 10. I definitely could put 14 on there. sure, again. So that's when you're getting your high limits, your auto financing and your cash credit. But I always started off, you're going to be able to get your fleet. You're going to be able to get your gas. You're going to be able to get your, you know, your Home Depot, your Sam's Club. All that stuff will be coming to you, you know. You're going to have multiple gas cards and stuff coming. That will be major. That's will be major and important, too. What kind of business are you setting up? See, are you setting up business in the industry where they give money to? Are you because they got statistics on that stuff. That's why it's important when you be having the DUNS board and stuff, it has statistics to show you, well, this, okay, this, you might be doing good in the field too. You might be above average than the other people. You might be that one shining star, that diamond in the rough, but you're in an industry where overall people fail. So somebody just got to really take a chance on you, even though you're showing numbers. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people they turn over who was doing numbers. And then they go on to really do more numbers. You're like, man, I should have took. So you could be one of those. But you're going to run into a lot of opposition is what I'm saying. So it's best to do a research and demand and build companies, form companies that that get funded, that are in industries with high success rates. See, we don't look at stuff like that. It's just like us in breeding. We don't look into a woman. We don't look into her pedigree, her bloodline. We don't see men and women, do they have sickness and evilness and good health or wickedness inside them. Yeah, they body, they family lines. We don't check into that stuff. But everybody else do, the people who have nations, you know, they know the people that they marry into. You know, they know the blood lineage and the history, and they breed off of that. All the dogs breed off of that. All the animals breed off of that knowledge. The plant world is grown off of that knowledge. So, like, man, we the ones humping around like animals. We just go in, people. We don't even know. We don't even know. We just get off, call up in our lower self. We just go have fun. Next is, oops, oops. Yep. And then here she is. You know, little bastard coming to the world with no love. But that's from the whole syndrome, the whole journey that we went through. The breeding process, man, they sometimes they breed in family members, mamas and sisters, mothers and brothers. Yeah. Mama, yeah, they breed incest together. Y'all better wake up, man. This was brutal out here. And then with the dogs, they went into people's houses and did census and told people who they was. You know, oh, no, if you didn't do them right, if you wasn't criticizing their minds enough, see, they came over here to spread that gospel. Yeah, that's what they came over to spread. You wasn't talking their language. You didn't look the right. And you didn't say the right thing to master. And then he put you in what way he wanted to put you. He put you that you had blood from the nations. Some of them he put on the friends. Some of them didn't get on the list of people out. So the more you would talk, more change. A lot of your history was and it's under a different name and all that type of stuff. It goes on. So that's what we have to understand, all right? So, one, two, three. This company giving you five, up to 5,000. So this in 2 million, you get 2,000. So that's six right there. Those just those was six, right? By the time you get 10, you got 10 companies, 8 companies. Let's say at the average of 2,000, you got 16,000 on there. When you start in the business with $2 in the report, and then you find some news you could use in there. It's a lot of information there on those. The companies that I put, they have a lot of business literature, teach you how to get the accounts. Teach you how to do a lot of other business stuff. Then you don't have to pay somebody. See, you pay somebody the first time just so you will learn it. See, that's how I learned. I pay for it, and then you sell it back to somebody else. And that's how you do. You go in there, and you go find stuff. You learn how to do these things for yourself. So you can produce it for yourself and others. You can just produce businesses, and you start getting it down packed. So that's another thing. And I just, oh, here goes my lines. I'm going to teach you how to use them. You know, I'm too highly fine. Like I'm telling you, you have to make them into report. You have to have them increase their minds for you. so you could do more business with them, so more business could come to you, and you go yourself in no time. These people's intact. That's what they got, these companies. They end quick. I need to increase time. Spend your money wisely, especially for all ones who got it. And you out there, you like, you got it. You just look for somebody to help you get this business money, how to spend the money, get money. So if they need 2,000 lines, oh man, that's 1,000. You got that back. Spend 1,000 with everybody, give me 2,000 lines and pay it off real quick. Spend it, pay it off real quick. You got that back. You're spending, investing in yourself. That's a whole country. That's a business to spend. Figure out how to write it off. You did it on business, didn't you? And everything you just spent for your purposes, figure out how to write it off. If you don't know, get you a comment. See, you got to spend money to make money. Then everything starts smoothing, and then you start calling them. Have you done business with them 3 times, 4 times? Call it, increase. I got to take my business somewhere else. I'm not spending $1,000 3 times. Need an increase on that $2,000 right there. Can you make that $5,000 for me? So I'm going to look a little more. Yeah. Now that's more windows. You deal with $2,000, and now they all giving you $5,000 within 45 days. Within 60 days. Within 90 days. They done doubled or tripled what you came out with. That's all going to your bag. They're going to start sending you them credit cards. They're going to start sending you them business credit cards. Now, if your bank account is congruent with everything that's going on, if money is going through there, if you're showing money going through there, now when they send you that piece of plastic, they send you, you're pre-approved for up to $300,000. People, you get them cards. Y'all know. Y'all seen them. You get them cards. But when you call, guess what the court requirement always is? 3 months of statements showing that you didn't got at least $10,000 a month. That's it, $10,000 a month for 3 months. That needs to be required for you to access. And the more, the merrier. If you can show more for 3 months, the merrier. See? And you can access that being a credit because you got the finance, you got everything to show for it. You know, it's all working together. So that's what it's about. It's about forming your stuff right. You know, you got the right things on there because they put up red flags. You just put up red flags for what they see. Everything got to match up everywhere. Where we from the beginning when you started, from the Secretary of State on up, it got to add up. Sometimes people change the address. Well, how are you changing it? Are you changing the address or adding on? Never change the address. Never go in and report and change the address because you got to go back and do too much changing. No, you have to add on. Yeah, add on. If you was at a house and now you got a virtual address or you got a physical address in a prominent area, which you want to do for funding purposes, have a physical building lease where you can rent out and these go. Even if it's only once a month, at least for some of where the people agents could dip through and see, oh, they do got a physical place, and you have to pay for that. But that's expense you pay for. If it's $150, $200 a month, it's expense you have to pay for and figure out how to write it off for your business. But that type of stuff is gonna get you funded. Now you make that your primary, and you make the house your secondary. You just keep the house on there as a secondary. Now you got two businesses. You're doing business as. That's getting you more funding. You get up to $250,000 more in credit for each doing business. You got to add it on. See, it's little things that people like me going to teach you, little people like me. So you want to go into Instagram at the Legal Empowerment Group or LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com and leave your information and tap into us so we can get with you and figure out a package for you that I got, the complete package for you that'll get you going and on the right path. And I tell you, you look up 6 months from now, and you have so many different cars, so many things going on, you go, thank me. You go, thank me. You go, yo, thumbs up. Yeah, but it's on you. Or you could sit around and look back 6 months. I could look back on 6 months on clients, and some of them haven't moved. Some, as soon as they get on, they buy right in. They donate to the cause and everything and go in. And that's another thing. When you pay in, you donate. Donate into the profit, non-profit. That's all I ask for is a donation. So you send a donation to a non-profit, you get a receipt from a 501c3. Yeah, fully tax deductible. So we just ask for donations to the non-profit. That's how it takes care of it. Now, what better is that? So no matter what you're spending, huh? Man, you can't get a better than that. So the donation site for health is for Helping Earth Acquire Life to Humanity. Health is h-e-a-l-t-8.info. That's for your donations, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. You could be anonymous. you could be wide open with it or whatever, but you go get that receipt. When you punch it in, boop, you'll get the receipt, and you help us help y'all and help others and help yourself, man. So that's how that go. So this is a teaching platform. That's what it's designed for. You got to invest in yourself, man. Forget everybody else. Just put it into yourself. Put it into learning about things that can help you do business and form businesses. Because that's, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah, set up businesses. We got the credit repair side. Legal Empowerment does with that. Ms. Tay-Bay does with that. She deals with the credit repair and, you know, showing you, walking you through that. Yeah, that's another thing. Just understand that, and we're teaching you about your consumer rights and stuff like that. Like, you know, you have to pay a fee in the beginning, but we're not going to sit here and just keep you in the blind. We're not going to just go do stuff for you. We're going to teach you how to teach yourself and teach others. That's the beautiful thing. And there's billions of people in the world. Man, we got 450, we got, in just what they call blacks alone, got 40 plus million, not including the rest of our family members under different names, whether it's Indian, Mexicans, whatever you want to call, Puerto Ricans, whatever names you want to call the melanated people. Yeah, the five tribe members and their kinsmen, huh? Yeah, so that's how that goes. So we got to just buckle down better, invest in ourselves, invest in our kinds. And listen, if you're not, listen, I go into so many businesses and see it. I say this so many times, I see it. They be having the same vendors that's going to report to the credit reporting agencies for you. They're going to be reporting to the Credit Safes, to the Dun & Bradstreet, to the Experience and Equifax business credit. See, a lot of black people don't know that you got a business credit, just like personal credit. Man, if you ain't been reporting, nothing been reporting, man, you ain't in it. It's like you ain't been doing no business at all. I don't care how many years. So that's a disservice to yourself, to your family, to your business, because all the money that you got to spend is your own money. Yeah, you're spending your own money. That's a liability. What are you going into business for? You're going into business to limit liability. Yeah, because a whole corporation called the United States of America. Yeah, what is the United States? United States, the federal corporation. So, yeah, these people borrow money. They borrow money to finance their war. Yeah, they borrowed money, you know. Yeah, they indebted. That's why they got to end. That's why they got a debt system. They went into debt, so they had to sell them souls to the banker. They went in debt, couldn't pay back their loan. They borrowed from a lot of people. Figure out who they borrowed from. Who are you? Are you a party to that? Or is that a conjunction to you? Do they owe you a debt? It was a favor done to them. They wasn't recognized as a nation. Yeah, so they lost their sovereignty, but they wasn't recognized as a nation. Yeah, until certain people, one of the group of people who recognized them a nation, and when they recognized them, it was the Moors. Recognized them as a nation and went into a treaty with them, the Treaty of Peace and Friendship, which is still on the books now, active. And from that, they was allowed into the League of the Nations. So they owe a debt to the Moors. On top of that, they was funded. They was financed by the Moors so to win their liberation, their freedom from Britain. So you gotta understand that from their forefathers and stuff. So they're indebted to that. So a lot of people run from that. And just because you say that, a lot of people, look at history. People who come over here and see what they call them. Look at the history of the so-called first African-Americans that came over here, or blacks they called them, came over here, whatever they want to terminize them, European will terminize them his way, and see what they called them. They called them Moors. They probably called them all kinds of different names, but they for sure called them Moors. As a matter of fact, where that boy at? Where is him at? Let me see him on. Here you go. I just pulled this guy up. Estevanico. Estevanico, little Stefan, modern spelling Estevanico, also known as Estefan de Dorantes or Mustafa Asmori, was the first African to explore North America. Estevanico was taken captive, enslaved, and sold to a Spanish nobleman in Spain in about 1521. In 1527, he was taken on the Spanish Narvaez expedition to explore La Florida, which at the time was composed of present-day Florida and all unexplored lands to the north and west, including northern Mexico. He has been referred to as the first great African man in America. As a young man, Estevanico, his real name is Mustafa as Maori, was sold into slavery in 1522 in the Portuguese-controlled Moroccan town of Asmara on the Atlantic coast. It is unclear what his background was. Contemporary accounts refer to him as a Moor, a term originally applied to Berbers, while other accounts called him the Black, which suggests some sub-Saharan African ancestry. See, that's what they say was the first African on these shores. That's what they say, you know. So, yeah, that could be the first African. That's why you know that you're not African. No, you got it in your ancestry. You're not African. You're from here. This is your land. You was here. This was your ancestors were. We've been here 12,000 years before any European even knew about us being here. If you study the history about the Northern America, you would see that. It's a history from 12,000 plus years ago here of us. Man, they got all kinds of archives and artifacts they're picking up, finding. And the prophet told us that, Noble Drew Ali, I'd be remiss not to say the prophet. I ain't said the prophet name all show. I'd be remiss not to say the prophet name. He told us that we was at home. He told us that, you know, and just keep the radios and the TVs on. I'm going to have them, the European will start telling the truth when I bear witness. For the last years, I've been hearing and they start telling the truth now. You start coming out. You can go find it out on the History Channel, all kinds of stuff. They be breaking out their truth now. They start leading to tell you they can't hide it no more. And all over here in this hemisphere is showing that this the old world. We was over here. Tribes, pyramids, ruins, kingdoms. This is Atlantis. We the ATLans. They start calling us blacks now to take us away from our riches and our wealth. We need to come home, y'all. Everybody put us into bondage, even our own tribesmen. All the five nations, our own tribesmen put our people into bondage. But we the real people who's here. We the first ones here, Moab. Yeah, Moab dug this soil first. We got on the high seas and dug this soil first. Then our Canaanite and Amorite and all that Hittite brethren came over here. Y'all better study what y'all don't know in the Quran. Yeah, and then our what you call Indian and Chinese and Arab and all them people start coming over here. Y'all better wake up and understand. But yeah, we paved the way. We when the wild beast was running around, we paved the way with the swords. And that's what's a part of our relics. A part of our symbols. Yeah, the Excalibur. Yeah, y'all better understand that. Yeah, that's our fez. That's our fez. You feel me? But our crown's been taken off. That's why the pyramid is decapitated on the dollar. But the pyramid showed you that's us, that's our, because they didn't create no pyramids. If they created the pyramids, they know how to recreate them right now. Only people can recreate the pyramids is the people that created them in the first place, and that's the sleeping giant. So as long as you sleep and your pineal eye is cut off, you can't reduplicate the pyramids. But once you put your pineal gland back on top of the pyramids, then you can reform and restructure. Voltron, yeah, transformer. So, yeah, it's time to transform, but we need all the body parts. See, that's the problem. We don't have all the body parts. Everybody out wandering, everybody's under the spell. You feel me? So spelling, that's what it's about. That's why they're killing you with dictionary. So you feel me? So we listening to Webster. We've been taught about Webster. But, man, we got to start getting into the real dictionary, law dictionary. And then when you get into any kind of dictionary, you want it to be unabridged. So you want to have them big old, thick old school. The oldest dictionaries you could go back to is the best ones, because the law is predicated off the old school. That's why the Supreme Court and all the old common laws supersede anything what they're doing. You see? Got to understand that and go back to the old books so you can get it, because everything new, remember, they burn books and libraries, so they change the language. They give you Google and all that and give you them definitions, but you got to go into them books. You got to go into them books that never change, you know, and go into them old books, them first editions, the second edition, Black Law, and third edition, fourth edition, fifth edition. It was stuff where the language is right in there. Oh, okay, because now they done watered it down. So just like I got a set of dictionaries, John Bouvier's Law Dictionary. It's a law dictionary adapted to the Constitution and laws of the United States of America and of the several states of the American Union, with references to the civil and other systems of foreign law. Yeah, this is what they use. And this set costs $350. It's two of them, from A to K in one volume, and volume two, L through Y, 1839 edition. It cost $350, but guess what? You were going in and get the language, understand how they work and operate and what this stuff is predicated on, you know? And then you want to start going and looking at the Articles of Confederation, all this type of stuff. You want to understand who we are. Who are we the people? You know, because it's a de jure government. There's a real government over here. It's been superseded because people don't understand about the Constitution, the laws, and the treaties, and all that type of stuff. That we never was taught that in school. How is it that the supreme law of the land is the Constitution that we've never taught it? So these are the type of things, like I said, you want to invest in yourself in knowledge. You want to invest in yourself in understanding, and so you could get wisdom and you can grow. And we could be a nation. Save yourself and your whole family. You know, how many people in your family, I don't care what they are, they're on crack, I don't care if they're homosexuals, what they is, that don't got nothing to do with you, they got a birthright. This land is our land just like it's their land, huh? And who I'm talking about today, I'm talking about your other kinsmen in each one of the tribes that's running around here. This stuff, these laws won't even apply to us if we wake up because it's foreign. That's why the McGirt versus Oklahoma case came out like that. Yeah, McGirt got on their head, said, man, they've been trying me, man, I'm an aboriginal indigenous. These laws don't apply to me. And Congress said, man, and they're right. Can't apply that to them. They have overturned all them cases in Oklahoma. This stuff was set aside for these aboriginal people. We can't be putting them under these Negro Act, these black coal laws. Same thing they said in 1789 in the Sundry Fee Moores Act. They asked them to petition the South Carolina Senate. Hey, man, if anything happened to us, we've already been sold into slavery once, mistaken as we some slaves. We free Moors. Under the Prince from Morocco, where we reside in the state of South Carolina. Hey, man, if we happen to do anything, please put us, don't put us under them Negro laws. Please put us under the just and equal laws of all free citizens. And that's what they told them. See? So that was in 1789. So see how sleep we is? We think we wide awake, we gamed up, we game tight. Man, we sleep. Our folks are doing that in 1789. Who are you? Wake up, see who you are. You can't travel. Yeah, you're going to have to travel with a license if you think you're black. If you think you're black, you need a license to travel. You need a license to drive. Because you think you're driving and you think that you got to do everything their master say. Because that's what he taught you. But every day, if he's a person don't treat you right, he's definitely not going to teach you right. That's what great granny used to say. Rest his soul to mama. Yeah. If a person don't, baby, if a person won't treat you right, what makes you think they'll teach you right? But we eating off their table and everything. He said, oh, I feed myself. But did you grow it? Do you got your own farm? Some people do. Some people, that's the affirmative. But most, the majority of us, no, we got to go to the grocery store. If they shut the grocery stores down with bayonets like they did when COVID first started, where you going to eat at? What do you got? Where you going to go? If the landlords kick you out, say, hey, it says there'll be war going on. I need these buildings. You got to go. Where you going to go to? Who land you going to go out on? See, we ain't been thinking like that. We just been out here being consumers. Stop being consumers and wake yourself up and get your family and stuff together. Start networking, pooling your resources, investing in yourself, and get ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. All right, and that's what I just wanted to tell you. Listen, I thank y'all for tapping into the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey at Blog Talk Radio. It's been a blessing. It's been lovely. Don't forget to tap into us at Instagram and Legal Empowerment Group and at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Also, check us out at healthy.com. We appreciate it all. It's definitely going to the right places. And don't forget for your feminine hygiene products, catch Ms. Tay Bay with the Queen Kitty line at queenkitty.net. That's Queen KITTY.net and Queen Kitty at Instagram. And once again, we thank y'all. Keep sliding through. And I hope I gave you some news you can use. Been on Blog Talk Radio in the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Peace.